I'm happy to be here reporting live from Gulfport. I'm Sean Canaan. I'm the news director at WMNF. Gulfport's a beach city of 11,000 people, and about 2,000 people were just showed up. The protest is winding down right now. They just saying, all we are saying is give peace a chance to wind down the protest, but there's still hundreds of people kind of milling around. You can hear honking in the background, perhaps. There's 2,000 is a really large outcoming for this number of, for this size of city. And so the mood here is very, I think, upbeat and positive. A lot of the signs said, you know, reminding people to vote. This is a very important election year in Florida. We're going to elect a new governor in November. And there were a lot of supporters here of one of the Democrats. His name is David Jolly. There, a lot of the signs had to do with women's rights. And when I asked people why they were here, some people said because they opposed the war on the U.S.-led war on Iran. I think the key thing to take away from here in Gulfport is that 2,000 people showed up in this small community to demonstrate on No King's Day. Gulfport is kind of you might even call it like a hippie town on the beach in next to St. Petersburg. And so generally people are more liberal, I guess, than lots of places in Florida. And but I think that the people I spoke to today were really fed up with all the things that are happening out of Washington. One of the people I spoke to, she was dressed in a handmaid's outfit. She waved a flag that said, defend the Constitution. And she was concerned that her mother had more rights than she does. On the back of her handmaid's outfit, it said, an expletive I won't say on Pacifica Radio. So women's rights were definitely one of the things that people are very concerned about here in Gulfport, and other demonstrations that I've heard from. Some of the people here came from an earlier demonstration in St. Petersburg, and they said that one was even larger, and that there was a lot of energy at that demonstration as well. It's definitely not just Democrats and left-leaning independents who are showing out at protests like this in Florida. I only really did research on what's happening in the Tampa Bay area, which is a metro of about 4 million people. And 1, 2, 3, there's about 10 different demonstrations going on just in the Tampa Bay area. We have demonstrations this afternoon in Brandon. There was one this morning in Temple Terrace, Sun City Center. So there's quite a number just in the Tampa Bay area. But I think that all around the state of Florida, people are really excited to be out on the streets today. That's, you know, it kind of sounds funny to describe it like that, but I would describe it as excited. People were very happy to be with their neighbors, to walk down or bicycle down to the park and wave signs and chant and get honks from passing cars. It was a festive atmosphere here today. And one theme that I haven't mentioned yet that I saw a lot in this protest today had to do with the Gulf of Mexico. And that's a touchy subject here in Florida because our governor, Ron DeSantis, kind of outlawed that name. He changed it to the Gulf of America. But a lot of people here are using Gulf of Mexico as almost like a show of resistance. And so that was on the shirts of dozens of people I saw in signs. And the Gulf of Mexico is particularly important in a town like Gulfport because in 2024, just about a year and a half ago, three hurricanes rolled through this town and essentially obliterated the business district and a lot of people's homes on the waterfront. It was a real mess. We're still recovering, but there's this opportunity for people today to come out and celebrate the rebuilding of the town and the hope for the future rather than and opposing, I guess, what these demonstrators might see as people who are trying to push them down or take away their rights. Thanks. Very happy to be reporting live from Gulfport for the Pacifica Radio Network.